Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly, yearly cycle updates, where today we're going to be talking about this verse from Matthew chapter 10, which says, Jesus tells the disciples, be shrewd as snakes and innocent as doves. This time of year is this a reminder that we have to have this balance of being innocent as doves, being gentle and humble, but also functioning with wisdom and discernment that comes from God to be able to know what to do in a given situation and acting with boldness and confidence, but also with the intent of making other people great as well. But let's get started with prayer. On our weekly, yearly cycle updates, we've started something new. We've started praying this prayer from Ephesians chapter 3 that the Apostle Paul prays. We're going to start with that, and then we're going to get into this verse on shrewd as snakes and innocent as doves. The Apostle Paul prays this. He says, for this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. So, Father, we just thank you for this time together. Let's pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And we just thank you for releasing us from the darkness and transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son, and helping us to be shrewd as snakes and innocent as doves. Father, I just pray that out of your glorious riches, you would strengthen us with power through your Spirit in our inner beings, so that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith. And I pray that we would be rooted and established in love, and we would have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that we would be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And to you, God, who's able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to your power that's at work within us, to you be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So this time of the year, as we go through the summer months, we are just finishing up July. We're getting into August. And this is a time of year where God begins to open new doors. You might have some challenges to embrace. God begins to expand the vision. You might have some challenges to embrace. And it requires having some shrewdness, having two sides where we're innocent as doves and shrewd as snake. It's a balancing pair. We have to have both, to be completely gentle and humble, but to also function with discernment and boldness and confidence in God that he can direct us and navigate on this path. But lately, just this word shrewd seems to be jumping out at me. This word shrewd seems to be jumping out at me. We're going to take a look at a couple different verses that have this word shrewd in there. So here's the original verse. Matthew 10:16, Jesus tells the disciples, I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and innocent as doves. Then in Luke 16, there Jesus tells the parable of a manager who is not doing a good job. He was not managing well. He said, what am I going to do? I can't dig ditches. I can't beg. I'm too ashamed to beg. I know what I'll do. I'll go to the people that owe my master money. And I'll say, what do you owe? And he says, the first one, oh, I owe 1,000. He says, make it 500. Oh, I owe 800. Make it 600, whatever the numbers are. He cuts them down. He cuts them a deal in order to what? To build relationships. And then it says this, the master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. He had acted shrewdly. What did he do? How did he act shrewdly? He took action to, number one, save his job. He took action also to develop relationships with people. And he was praised by his master, in this case, God. He was praised by his master for his shrewdness in his business dealings, because he collected the money, but he also built relationships at the same time. So how can you be shrewd in your dealings in the world? Jesus says the people of this world are more shrewd in their dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light. I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourself, so that when it's gone, when the wealth is gone, you'll be welcomed into eternal dwellings. What do you think about this? Relationships can last for eternity, but the money is going to fade away. So acting with shrewdness, Jesus tells us, is to use worldly wealth to gain friends. Use worldly wealth. Use your material resources and the things that you have, your time, your energy, your resources. How can you use those to gain friends? And an interesting thing happens when you set your mind to become the servant of many. Our goal in the Abundant Life Blueprint is to make other people great. When you set that target, that intention of making other people great and becoming the servant of many, you're willing to give of your time, your talents, your resources, and these types of things to deal shrewdly so that you use worldly resources to make friends. Because what I found is this, oftentimes the doors that you need to open are going to open through a relationship that was formed through your giving. The doors that need to open a lot of times are going to open through relationships that are formed because you've been generous. So how can you deal shrewdly? You can deal with generosity. Now, there's two types of shrewdness. One type of shrewdness, I believe, is to try to trick and be dishonest and be crafty and be cunning is one way. For example, we're going to see here in a couple of verses from the Old Testament, this idea of shrewdness. One example of shrewdness is to be tricky, to put people down, to be dishonest, to deceive people. That's one way to be shrewd. But there's a different way to be shrewd that's a godly shrewdness, I believe, which is what? You on purpose be generous to build relationship. You on purpose be generous to build relationship with people, and that relationship often can open doors. Now, you don't know which door it's going to open from. That's why you make it your goal in your heart to be generous to every person you come across, to do good for every person you come across, and to be generous with them. Why? Because you never know which door is going to open. There's a business author named Richard Koch. He says, oftentimes the doors that open come from what he calls weak ties, weak connections, people you barely know. Maybe you helped them one time, just out of the goodness of your heart. You helped them, and you don't run in the same circles with them normally. And they often open the doors. Now, a lot of times people try to only do good for people that they think can help them. They try to do good for only people that they think can help them. I've seen this in the business world. People will do their best and they'll deal shrewdly and generously with people that they think have influence and can help them. But then when the other people come along, maybe that's poor people, people that they don't think have as much influence, they don't treat them the same way. They don't deal with that same generosity. We'll call it shrewd generosity. There's an interesting word, a shrewd generosity. They don't deal in that same way. And sometimes those people hold the weak ties. Sometimes that person you don't think is that connected is really way more connected than you think. They might be friends with or married to someone that you're not expecting. People are way more connected than you think they are. And so you can use your time, your talents, your resources, and you make it your goal. You purpose it in your heart to be a cheerful giver, to do good to everybody that comes across your way, whether you think they can help you or not, so that you'll build relationships and be welcomed into eternal dwellings. And I think that's how you can be shrewd as snakes and innocent as doves. So they have nothing bad to say about you. Now, on the other side of this, we see in the Garden of Eden, it says that the snake, the devil, was more cunning or more shrewd than any of the other animals. And what was his style of shrewdness? To deceive people, to tear them down, to bring them down was the purpose of his shrewdness. We can use shrewdness, generous shrewdness, to build people up, to make them better, to make them great. Here's another example here. Exodus chapter 1, verses 10 through 11. The Israelite people, because of Joseph, had been sent ahead of them. All the people were in Egypt, and they were beginning to prosper. They were beginning to multiply. And then it says that a new Pharaoh rose up who didn't know Joseph. And he said, look, the Israelites have become too numerous and too powerful for us. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them, or they will increase even more. And if a war breaks out, they may join our enemies and fight against us and leave the country. So the Egyptians appointed taskmasters over the Israelites to oppress them with forced labor. To oppress them with forced labor. Now notice, what was their idea of shrewdness? To tear the people down. On the flip side, we can be shrewd in an attempt to build people up, to build relationship and to build people up and to make them great. That's how we can be innocent as doves and shrewd as snakes and serpents. And God, I believe, is going to give you the discernment to be able to do that. So we're going to take a special communion. I like to take communion just over the upcoming week that we've got coming up ahead. But I want you to just think back for a second. Over the last week, if you want to write some things down, you can. Just taking a moment. You know, we can go through our eight areas, and I'll just kind of go through them a little quickly. If you want to take some time to pause the video and recording and just kind of write these down and evaluate your week. But some areas to think about. Is there any areas where forgiveness needs to flow? You need to receive some forgiveness from God. You need to let it flow through you. Give some forgiveness to yourself. Give some grace to yourself. Or some things that you just need to release and let go of that other people did to you. Or some forgiveness needs to flow. That brings us into the light. It's that forgiveness that brings us into the light. And then over the last week, what are some things that you are grateful for? And what progress did you make? What steps forward did you take over the last week? Just taking a second to write a few of those things down. And then how was your emotional state? How were your levels of peace and joy? How are your levels of just overflowing peace and joy? And taking a second to evaluate, was there anything that was causing me to lose my peace or my joy? Because God has given us his peace and joy as a gift. Was there anything that was making me feel stressed, overwhelmed, frustrated, sad, disappointed? Anything causing those feelings? Then bring them to God. Ask him for his help in those areas. Acknowledging that he's more than enough. What he put in you, he already gave you that peace and joy. Ask him for help cultivating it and growing it. So that when those things come at you again, we see that he's more than enough. And then what are the things that you know to do in this upcoming week? Just kind of list out your plan for the week. And I want you to think of two areas. What are the things that need to be done to be a good steward of where you currently are? And then what are the things that you want to get done? Maybe the things that God is stirring you in you for the next level that you really desire to get done, those bigger projects and purposes that he put in your heart. Kind of make out your plan for the week. What needs to get done? What do you want to get done? And then a little recap of the week. What did you learn over the week? In two areas, learning lessons of adjustments that you need to make, of just knowing yourself better in those areas. And then what are the new directions and new things that God is teaching you in your life? Just taking a quick accounting of those things. But we're going to take communion over this. And we're going to believe today that we receive this promise from Jesus that he says, be shrewd as snakes and innocent as doves. If he told the disciples to do this, then obviously it was possible for them. Now, I don't know that it's possible for us to do in our own strength, but we're going to believe we receive this from God, that he can help us to walk in this higher level of discernment and being shrewd in order to make other people great and to build them up. Every time we take communion, it's just this opportunity to meditate on the sacrifice of Jesus and God's steadfast, unfailing love for us. He was willing to send his one and only son to die for us. If he was willing to do that, how would he not freely give us all things to enjoy? And you put together his steadfast, unfailing love, how much he loves you, you personally. And you pair that with the idea and the truth that nothing is impossible with him. Put those two things together. It's extremely powerful. And then as we take communion today, it's also this opportunity to meditate on this truth that we can have a covenant relationship with God. We can be one with him. We can have him by our side, with us, and for us in everything that we do. That's truly an amazing thing. Jesus said, this is eternal life in John 17:3, that they would know you, God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. We can walk out our days in a covenant relationship with God, and that's an amazing thing. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this bread and what it represents. And we're just going to believe today, Lord, that we're receiving this from you, that you're going to help us to be shrewd as snakes and innocent as doves by your grace flowing through us, Lord. We just thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. He said, take it, Receive it. Receive these promises of God. Receive that Jesus makes you right with God and holy, perfect. We can stand and even sit in God's presence with freedom and confidence. Just thank you, Lord. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. Then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Pour it out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness, that releasing, wiping away our sins that brings us into the light. Let's just have this new life. The old is gone. We got this new life, and God's going to help us be shrewd as snakes and innocent as doves. He's going to walk with us. His grace is going to flow through us. We can live this new life connected to Him, one with Him, knowing in Him, growing in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for that. In Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's simply about setting our minds on the things above and walking this out. Trusting that God is with you. He's for you. He's going to help you to walk in this. We're going to set the target and intention of making other people great. And the intention, creating the purpose in our heart, then we're going to do good and be generous in every encounter we have with people. We're not going to be like this, where we're worried that other people are going to try to get the best of us. So we have to lord it over them and bring them down. Our goal is to build people up and to make them great. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to our website, theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.